B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Are you a woman 20 years and older? Are you... Hold on, I need the exact application here. Are you... Do you have a bright personality? Do you want to enjoy life to the fullest? Do you want world peace? You have to be attractive too, because if you are, there is a billionaire who is interested in you. There's some, he's a Japanese billionaire. Billionaire.
What's the catch?
Yeah, what's he look like?
He honestly, not, I mean, he's not great looking, but.
Is he just giving us money?
He's not ugly enough to be... He's a five. He's like a five. He's not ugly enough to have to basically buy himself a woman. He's giving you... What he's doing, Pebbles, is he's looking for a woman, and he will throw in...
Can I ask what? For a relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, Pebs. Wow.
What'd you think? What's the other option?
Right.
I don't know. Maybe invest in a business idea?
Yeah, no, unfortunately, it's a relationship, but...
Okay.
But...
Melissa's still in.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the deal, though? What do I have to do?
You can apply, and if you get chosen, he will throw in a trip to the moon.
Boom.
I'm out.
What?
I'm out.
You're out?
Hold on. That's just like a signing deal.
Yeah,
like,
right. You know, this is what life could be like, a trip to the moon. That could be the honeymoon. Hold on a second. You're telling me you're going to turn down a relationship with a billionaire?
If I have to go to the moon? Listen, you guys know how I feel about getting on a freaking plane. You want me to get on a space shuttle and go millions of miles into the, like, however far away it is. There's no way. I'm not going. No. There's no way.
You don't want the experience of a lifetime.
No. No.
Really?
All right. I'm going to be honest with you, right?
Right.
Don't, like, think I'm nuts. I mean, you probably already do, but don't think I'm nuts even more. What is there to do on the moon? Like, what is there to do up there? Like, I know it all sounds well and good. You're traveling to another planet. It's a planet, right?
Oh, boy.
You're traveling.
It's a moon.
All right, whatever. You're traveling to this place, right?
Yeah.
You can't even breathe up there.
Right.
You can't breathe.
Right.
Which means you ain't going to Chick-fil-A. You ain't going to McDonald's. You're getting up to the moon. And you're doing what? Tell me. Okay. What are you doing when you get up there?
Okay, name me an experience that you can have on Earth, okay? That if you came and told people that you just did that, they would be like, oh my God, seriously? That's gonna eclipse going to the moon.
Ooh, I like what you did there. A little pun.
Thank you. Name it. Go ahead. Exactly. There's
listen,
nothing.
I understand that. Vanessa just messaged us and said he'll probably send you up there for a science experiment and leave you there. That would happen to me. I'd get up there with this guy and he'd be like, all right, see you later.
Melissa would go up there and, like, she'd be, because just like everything else, we always end up ruining everything. She'd be the person who would somehow ruin the moon. She'd leave her trash up there. She'd pee
listen,
on some precious minerals that could probably cure cancer.
I'm just saying, like, listen, obviously, that is an experience that not many people in our lifetime are going to be able to experience.
Only astronauts.
Exactly. And I just feel like it doesn't entice me. Like, I wouldn't, if you had a free trip to the moon.
Right.
Would you go no matter what?
Yeah. 110%.
Wow.
Yes.
That doesn't scare you, seeing all the footage we've seen of things that can go wrong?
See, I have a way of changing my perception. Like, even being on a plane, like, if I think to myself, okay, I'm in a flying tube that is relying on precise measurements not to kill me, I don't think that. If I thought that, I'd freak out. I just think I'm on a plane.
Right,
I'm heading
right
to wherever. The moon, or I'm on a spaceship going to the moon. This is cool. I'm in space.
See?
I wouldn't think, like, I'm in this giant vacuum that has really no direction,
right,
and if I get lost, I'm gone for good.
Something happens, you can't breathe, like, you're screwed.
Yeah, no, I don't think that way. I just can't believe that Melissa would turn down all that money. Like, if he was offering a trip to the Encore.
I mean,
how many times have we seen Melissa turn down money?
Yeah. I mean,
she'd be like, guys, I don't know if you know this, but I want to be Mrs. Mayawaza. Melissa Mayawaza. No.
What's he look like? I need to see this guy. Seriously, let me see.
He looks like a guy who's going to bring you to the moon.
Okay. He's not bad looking.
Moonworthy?
Yeah. No, not moonworthy. No.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.